This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that one expert is calling the CDC guidance on vaccination far too cautious.
Former Baltimore Health Commissioner Leanna Wen says the guidance is silent on going to restaurants or other places, even as business restrictions are lifted across the country. The guidance also discourages unnecessary travel, which may be confusing for vaccinated Americans who are hoping to visit family across the country or abroad.
That is AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergency expert, now says some countries should have listened more carefully when the World Health Organization declared a global health emergency in January of 2020 regarding COVID-19. Asked if the organization should have used the term pandemic sooner, Ryan said maybe we needed to shout louder, but maybe some people need hearing aids. Ryan also said that the body would not recommend the use of vaccine certificates as a requirement for travel, as access to vaccines was still limited and not equitable worldwide. Commenting on the use of so-called vaccine passports, he said they could cause unfairness to be further branded into the system. Protesters persisted in southern Myanmar Tuesday, more than a month after the nation's elected government was ousted in a military coup. Demonstrators marched through the small city of Dawei carrying the flag for detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. To date, the junta, a violent crackdown against the movement, has left more than 50 protesters dead. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people gathered outside a fortified courthouse in Minneapolis for the first day of the trial of a former police officer charged in George Floyd's death. They chanted "No justice, no peace" during the rally Monday, and one speaker implored the jury to be chosen to do the right thing and convict Derek Chauvin in Floyd's May 25th death. As a judge and attorneys convened high above street level, one organizer lamented the barricade fencing and barbed wire shrouding the courthouse as a cage for protesters. Organizers have pledged to turn out in numbers at key points in the trial. The FBI has tracked down more than two suspects in the Capitol riot that occurred in January, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Two men arrested over the weekend in connection with the Capitol riot appear to have taken measures to avoid apprehension. Assistant U.S. Attorney Benjamin Gianforte told a magistrate judge in federal court Monday 36-year-old Roberto Minuta had canceled his phone account on March 1st and got rid of his iPhone. The New York Times reports Minuta was one of six bodyguards for longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone in the hours before the January 6th insurrection. 32-year-old Isaac Steve Sturgeon of Dillon, Montana, who was arrested at John F. Kennedy International Airport Saturday, had left the country. The FBI says Sturgeon traveled to Kenya on January 24th, but he was deported back to New York. Mike Gracia, Washington.
10 years after Japan's earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster, the lives of many who survived are still on hold. One man learned to dive in order to look for his wife's remains. A soy sauce maker rebuilt his family business but lost his customer base. A rice farmer refused to leave even as dozens of neighboring homes remain empty. On March 11th of 2011, one of the biggest tremors on record touched off a massive tsunami killing more than 18,000 people and set off catastrophic meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Nearly 500,000 people were displaced, tens of thousands still have not returned home, and many are continue to struggle to rebuild. Recapping one of our top stories, Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergency expert, is now saying that some countries should have listened more carefully when the World Health Organization declared a global health emergency in January of 2020 regarding COVID-19. Now, commenting on the use of so-called vaccine passports, and eventually, he said they could cause unfairness to the further branded into the system. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.